Box.
Some people leave the town that raised them, and some stay long enough to change it. In a place where everybody knows your name, one local woman learned patience, grit, and beauty. She polished her craft in quiet corners, collected 12 national design awards, and came home carrying more than just success. She isn't launching jewelry, she is revealing something deeper. Pieces shaped by memory, by resilience, by everything the people around her helped her become. It's simple, but not ordinary. But when it arrives, you'll know it was always meant to be here. Coming soon, Lindsay Jane at K. John's Jewelry Company.
Brookside Christian Academy in Atascadero, formerly known as North County Christian, is having their first annual Spring Gala on May 8th at the Atascadero Lake Pavilion. Let's support this wonderful school that is providing our children with a Christian classical education and spiritual discipline, and the tools to master academic skills while pursuing the truth. The Brookside Academy Gala theme is Let Goodness Grow. Please buy your tickets or make a donation at brooksideacademy.com. Red Scooter Deli on 6th Street has a patio that you need to check out. Enjoy your favorite Red Scooter breakfast or lunch on the cozy heated patio. Order in person or online. Check out Red Scooter's Grab and Go stock daily with wide selection. Red Scooter Deli serving you fresh food for over 16 years. Red Scooter Deli is at 711 6th Street next to the Pet Center with tons of parking. Go to redscooterdeli.com, open 6:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. daily. Use promo code KPRL for a $5 discount.
Wine Country Theater presents, and the winner is, a very funny modern-day morality tale that spoofs Hollywood and all of our crazy ambitions. Tyler Jones, a self-obsessed movie star, is finally nominated for an Oscar, but dies the night before the awards. Can he negotiate a return to Earth for the big night? Wine Country Theater's, and the winner is, April 10th through 26th. For tickets, go to winecountrytheater.org, winecountrytheater.org.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Wednesday, April 15th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Former Cal Poly Vice President announces candidacy for Paso Robles Mayor. Templeton Area Advisory Group to discuss Connector Project this week. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the mid-70s. It's 42 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics, saving homeowners more money on their energy bills since 75. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. Retired Air Force officer and former Cal Poly Vice President Bill Britton has officially announced his candidacy for mayor of Paso Robles in the 2026 general election. Mayor John Hammond said he will step down in December and not seek re-election. Britton's campaign held a launch event last week, which, quote, saw an overflow of crowd-motivated volunteers and residents from every corner of the city. Britton himself said, Paso Robles is ready for a leader who brings people together rather than driving them apart. This isn't just a campaign, it's a movement of citizens who care deeply about the future of our home. Current Mayor John Hammond announced that he endorsed Bill for mayor, saying he, quote, represents the next generation of leadership in the city of Paso Robles. Other attendees of the event that spoke positively of Britton for mayor were Supervisor John Pichong, Sheriff Ian Parkinson, Paso Robles Mayor Pro Tem Gregory, and former State Assemblyman Jordan Cunningham. For more information on Bill Britton's background and his vision for the city, you can visit bill4pasorobles.com. Templeton Area Advisory Group to discuss Connector Project from Atascadero to Templeton. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:10.
Blazen Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blazen Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazenbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday, starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:11. The Templeton Area Advisory Group will be meeting tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. in the CSD Boardroom, 206 5th Street. In tomorrow's meeting, TAC will discuss the newly proposed Templeton to Atascadero Connector Project. The proposed project is a one-mile-long multi-use trail connecting South Main Street in Templeton to the existing Dianza Trail near Ferrocarril Road in Atascadero. According to TAC's agenda, the project would disturb approximately 2 acres, including the permanent trail footprint and temporary construction of staging areas. The agenda also lists key features, including a pedestrian and bicycle overcrossing of the Union Pacific Railroad and free-spanning bridge over Pass Robles Creek. TAC meetings are in person only. The Central Coast Taxpayers Association presented and honored Katie Grimes, Editor-in-Chief of the California Globe, with their 2025 Hero of the Taxpayer Award. The award recognizes, quote, her outstanding investigative journalism and unwavering commitment to exposing government waste, advocating for fiscal responsibility, and championing taxpayer interests across California, according to the association. Grimes serves as editor-in-chief of the California Globe and has written for outlets including the Sacramento Bee and Washington Examiner. She is known for her incisive analysis, independence, and dedication to transparent, truthful reporting on government accountability. A reminder that a section of the downtown city park and north side of the Carnegie Library will be closed today in Paso Robles. The closure is for the removal of a beehive. A qualified beekeeper will safely relocate the hive away from the public, and the surrounding area will remain closed for the rest of the day to allow any remaining bees to disperse. The city recognizes the importance of the natural environment, including local plants and animals, and has carefully evaluated the best course of action for the beehive removal, a release says. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Dodgers beat the Mets 2-1, the Padres over the Mariners 4-1, the Athletics beat the Rangers 2-1, the Angels over the Yankees 7-1. The Reds beat the Giants 2-1. Tonight, the Dodgers will face the Mets. The Padres will go against the Mariners. The Athletics will face the Rangers. The Giants will go against the Reds. The Angels will face the Yankees. In California news, Carlos Ivan Mendoza, the man who was shot by federal agents during an immigration enforcement stop on April 7th, has been charged with federal officials last week for assaulting a federal officer. Federal officials allege that Mendoza hit a federal officer with his vehicle before reversing and attempting to flee the scene. Mendoza's attorney said he was doing everything he could to not run them over, disputing the claim that there was a warrant for his arrest, and said that he was a U.S. citizen. Another woman has come forward with allegations against Representative Eric Swalwell, alleging that she was assaulted by him in 2018 at a hotel in Southern California. Lana Drews said she believes Swalwell drugged her before assaulting her. This came a day after he announced he will resign from Congress. A former gynecologist at the University of California, Los Angeles, 69-year-old James Heaps, pled guilty to sexual abuse charges on Tuesday. This comes after an appeals court dropped conviction charges against him earlier this year. He was initially sentenced to 11 years in prison in 2023, but it was overturned after it was ruled that he was denied a fair trial. He faces 13 felony counts and 11 years in prison. Local news was sponsored by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified 5-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:14.
If you ever have an accident, just where do you take your vehicle for top-notch repair? I could tell you, but isn't it better to hear from past Davis Body Shop customers? Here's what Kim M. from Atascadero had to say.
What an amazing team. I could not have asked for better service, and my car looked as good as new when they were finished. Patrick took care of me from day one, always keeping me updated about the process and their speedy timeline. I highly recommend them to all my friends and family. Excellent job.
Scott from Atascadero had this to say.
Great body shop. I was hit by another vehicle and took my truck to Davis. The work was done over a month ago and the repair work still looks great. No hidden problems. The truck left Davis in better condition than before the accident. Thanks to Tim and Patrick for all the extra work. It's really appreciated.
And that's why Davis Body Shop is the largest auto body collision specialist in San Luis Obispo County with two locations. On El Camino Real, Atascadero, and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. U.S. Wheat Associates recently led a trade mission to Egypt focused on building demand and educating buyers on U.S. wheat. The team hosted a professional baking workshop in Suez, demonstrating milling and baking techniques using hard red spring wheat. U.S. Wheat Associates Director of Communications Ralph Luce shares more on the effort.
Then we invited 30 professional bakers from around the country to kind of give them a better idea how to work with our hard red spring wheat. It has a better strength in a lot of the products that they bake. We had our top consultant, and he presented 3 days of just high intensity training, everything from the flour development to the mixing, the blending, to the baking, several different products. So it was a really interesting gathering, you know, a very different part of the world with different parameters as far as their bakery products. So it was quite interesting. And at the same time, we were able to promote U.S. wheat, all six classes of U.S. wheat. Even though this workshop was focused on hard red spring, they also use hard red winter and soft red winter for a lot of their products. So we were able to talk about that as well.
The overall goal was to educate foreign buyers on the qualities of U.S. wheat and ultimately drive demand.
Cowboys and cowgirls, if you're looking for bulls that are proven where it matters, look to Treasure Bull Test's upcoming performance sale, 1 o'clock Tuesday, April 21st at Western Livestock Auction in Great Falls, Montana. 115 outstanding performance-tested bulls sell. These are the top 70% and are athletic, sound, and in ready-to-work condition. These bulls represent top genetics from leading programs across the region. Visit treasurebulltest.com for a sale catalog and consigner information. Also broadcast live on Northern Livestock Video.
California farmers know there's no margin for error when it comes to irrigation. Rising electric costs, an uncertain grid, and aging diesel engines put your yield at risk. Propane-powered irrigation engines deliver high performance with fewer emissions than diesel and reliability the electric grid can't match. Upgrade to propane and earn up to $10,000 by submitting performance data through the Propane Farm Research Program. Learn more at propane.com/farmfunding.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.
Hi, it's Brian Carroll from A1 Glass. Get rewarded when you upgrade to Milgard windows and doors and earn up to $100 back per patio door and up to $40 back per Milgard window. Enjoy better comfort, energy efficiency, a home that looks incredible, and huge savings. Don't wait, the spring sales event ends June 8th. Plus, A1 Glass is your local family-owned award-winning team, voted best on the Central Coast. A1 Glass, for all your glass needs.
Qualifying Milgard products only. Rewards issued as electronic gift cards. See A1 Glass for details.
Adler Belmont Insurance Brokers welcomes Heather Bordan to its team of commercial property casualty professionals. With more than 20 years of experience, Heather can design insurance solutions that protect your business. Whether you're a contractor, winery owner, farmer, rancher, or manufacturer, Heather is the right person to survey your needs and develop innovative solutions to protect your most important asset. Contact Heather today, 805-540-3900, or Heather at AdlerBelmontGroup.com.
KPRL News continues at 719. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Derringer of Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms interested in tax reduction and asset protection. Ever-increasing labor costs in California and free trade that led to a surge in cheaper, duty-free asparagus imports from Mexico have pushed the state's asparagus industry to the brink of extinction. But a handful of growers and packers continue to hang on, with some even expressing a ray of optimism. "I think we felt better about it the last 2 years," said Aaron Barcelos, a partner in the family-owned Abar Ag Enterprises near Firebaugh. Last year and this year, the markets, for whatever reason, haven't had the imported grass and were finding better markets. California asparagus production topped 37,000 acres in 2000 before it started to decline, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture figures. The state now has probably fewer than 1,000 acres of commercial asparagus, according to industry estimates. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, Estate Planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic report brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street, Paso Robles. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Wednesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Matt's Smog and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. When it comes to insurance, you need the proper coverage for a reasonable price. Whether it's home, auto, life, or business, call Kevin Hunt Insurance, 434-3276. Partly cloudy skies today with highs in the mid-70s. Northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-40s. Northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow, highs in the mid-70s, northwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny on Friday, mostly cloudy on Saturday, partly cloudy on Sunday and Monday, cloudy on Tuesday with a 45% chance of showers, partly cloudy on Wednesday. Mid-70s Friday, low 80s Saturday, low 70s on Sunday, mid-60s on Monday and Tuesday, 69 a week from today. Currently, it is 43 degrees and partly cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276 or stop by 105 South Main Street, Templeton. KPRL News Time is 722.
Story Termite and Pest Control, 805-460-0650.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. By those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
Got rats? Story Termite and Pest Control has over 33 years of experience providing thorough and professional expertise for all your pest control problems, and for 5 years in a row, Story Termite has been voted the best termite and pest control company in the North County. And their service area includes San Luis Obispo to Santa Maria.
And rats in my room, I am bothered by those rats in my room. All those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
805-460-0650.
Fish in my dish, fly in my eye, goat in my boat.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks opened higher. President Trump says the Iran war is very close to over, and Wall Street is also looking at more upbeat bank earnings. Bank of America's earnings and revenue topped expectations, and CEO Brian Moynihan is citing the resilient American economy, including solid consumer spending in the period. BOA shares opened up more than 3%. Morgan Stanley also reported an upbeat quarter. That stock up more than 3.5%, helped by demand for trading. PNC Financial shares up more than 1% on a better-than-expected quarter. Snap Inc., parent company of Snapchat, is laying off 1,000 employees. Shares are up more than 6%. It's looking to reduce expenses after an activist investor purchased part of Snap Inc. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Coselda. Invested in you.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband Ryan died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term.
Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Sunny here from the Floral Parlor in downtown Paso Robles, across the street from the Boot Barn. My dad raised me to understand that capitalism creates freedom. Charity comes from churches and community, not government. Running a small business in California is tough, but I'm thankful for this wonderful community and appreciate your support of the Floral Parlor. Stop buying expired grocery store flowers and see the difference in design and longevity. Make someone's day. Send flowers with no delivery charge when you mention KPRL. Hope to see you soon at the Floral Parlor.
The Taylor Ranch has a new bison harvest in, and it's selling fast. I'm Susanna Luthi, host of KPRL's Free Talk California and Rancher. I want our community to thrive one plate of bison at a time. We've got new offerings like spicy bison sausage and a bison club that keeps you and meat all year long and gives special perks like a ranch bison safari. Bison transports you back 100 years when meat was what nature intended. Wild, wildly nutritious, and so very delicious. Order now at Taylor Ranch 1868.
Hello, KPRL listeners. This is Aaron Hunt at Shadow Run Vineyards, inviting you to take a drive in the countryside out to Creston and taste wine at our ranch, vineyard, and winery. Shadow Run is located on La Ponza Road between the 41 and 58. We're open Friday through Sunday, 11 to 5, no appointment required. Mention KPRL for a free tasting with the winemaker for you and your party. Hope to see you soon.
Bella Jewel, come up. They've got a big event. It's a buying event, and you'll be able to speak with a state specialist who will give you items a free, no obligation offer. How about that? It's May 19th through the 21st. They buy gold and silver jewelry, diamonds, coins, and currency, as well as artwork, antiques, and much more. And if you choose to sell your items, they offer immediate payment. So don't miss this opportunity to get paid for your unused valuables at no cost to you. If you have any questions, you can call or text Bella Jewel, 805-238-2231. All righty. Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of Speech is brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental, El Camino Real, Atascadero, 238-5775, which you can text that 238-KPRL to join us on this Wednesday edition on The Right Choice.
Good morning,
the Morning Exchange.
Sound off this afternoon, 12:30 till 2. Karen will have on a Paso Robles mother whose child is one of three girls molested in a current case. They'll talk about the case, the legal process, and the impact on the family. So that's this afternoon here on The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL, 99.3 FM. Remember, just about anything that you would like to talk about within the guidelines of this thing known as the FCC. Okay, I'm so glad you're talking about this. I am a reformed Dem and now NPP voter and will support Hilton for exactly reasons. Okay, well, addiction, this is on the text. I think addiction is more habit than addiction. Okay, which, by the way, Chris, you know, yesterday is part of this addiction and urges and so forth.
Yeah, we were talking about that.
This is really strange. I can, not the exact time, but I can remember the precise location I was in my garage yesterday doing some things and then walking out of the garage and thinking. Again, I'm doing, I don't know how this popped into my head. And it was, boy, a meatball sandwich sounds good right now.
Sometimes you just get a hankering for things.
Okay, but, you know, again, we were trying to talk about where does that come from? Do you have any idea?
No, I have no idea.
Does that ever happen to you? You just go, you know, you're going to, I wasn't even thinking about food because I have, you know, most of us are on a daily, you know, a schedule when we eat.
Right.
Okay. You eat at a certain time, this and that, and et cetera, et cetera. I wasn't hungry. Again, I know my times I eat. I eat at, let's say, a little before 3 o'clock in the morning, and then have my salad at six, and then I don't eat again until 4 or 4:30. So my body is adjusted to that. If I eat otherwise any time of the hours I just gave, I'm done for the day. My body says it's time to go to bed, but I'm just walking and go, man, a meatball sandwich sounds good. Of course, I didn't stop and do that. I just went about my day, but I almost started laughing because I thought, gosh, we were just talking about this stuff today, so where does it come from?
I don't know where hankerings come from.
Well, they do come.
They do indeed. They come and they go.
And
ideally.
How often do we fulfill?
I think it just depends on the person. I don't remember the last time I did explicitly, but also I don't really think about whether or not I'm fulfilling those cravings or hankerings.
Or you could just say, well, I don't have access to a meatball sandwich, but I'll get something else along those lines. Or maybe your body just, nope, I want a meatball sandwich. All right. Anyway, it was just, it's goofy or whatever how things come up from time to time, but I thought, damn. This is goofy. This is really goofy. All right, let's see here. Beyond food, what do we have? There is a potential law coming to the fine Golden State once again, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. And this is connected to what's been going on regarding the Medicaid frauds. Now, obviously, nationally, we got the news started in Minnesota, but now the fraud in Los Angeles. And right now, the anti-task fraud led by Vice President Vance has suspended, listen to this number, 447 hospices and 23 home health agencies suspected of fraud, with a total fraud estimate of more than $600 million. Now, this number of suspensions is roughly a 539% increase from the 70 reported just back in April. Absolutely amazing or pitiful. Hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning. So back to your, I'm going to call it a pop-up about a meatball sandwich.
Uh-huh.
My wife gets those frequently, not about meatball sandwiches necessarily, but all of a sudden, she'll say, I just had a pop-up. And it's a thought that about, you know, some event or some task or something that she was not consciously thinking of. But it happens enough that she has the same question that you do, and that is, where do they come from? Where in the world do they come from? And in our totally unofficial, unscientific research on the thing, there's thoughts or ideas or activities that we've had at one time or another consciously, and then we're done with it. But those things never really get filed away totally. So they're just kind of floating around. And once in a while, something will trigger them to stick on our conscious mind again.
Do you have the same thing?
Very rarely.
All right, and has she been having these? And I'm not saying I don't want to make it sound like she's got, you know, a mental illness or anything like that. But has this been going on a while with her?
Oh yeah. This has been going on for years.
Well, yeah. At first, did you think she was a little goofy?
I'm not going to answer that because I'm in the same house with her.
Wise man.
But, it's an interesting phenomenon, really.
Well, does she have them with a lot of different things?
Yes, it can be a variety of things.
Well, yeah. Okay, so I'm just guessing that quite a few people, when they lose someone close to them, and it doesn't have to be immediate, but you'll be walking around and all of a sudden you may have a vision of that person in front of your face. Has that ever happened?
Yes. Yeah, I can't say that's never happened. But normally I can associate those times when with something that I see. Maybe a particular kind of motorcycle. Oh, I remember Kevin. He used to ride that kind of motorcycle. I haven't thought of Kevin in 30 years.
Okay. I've come across that. But what, one of the interesting things is that I've had those, and, maybe your wife, and again, it may be about somebody close to you that you've lost, but, and they'll not only pop into your mind, but again, you can almost see their face in front of you, but it has nothing to do with a tie into a holiday or a birthday or anything like that. It's just out of poof, out of the middle of, March and on a Tuesday afternoon for whatever reason. It's just kind of really goofy. Or not goofy, it's interesting.
Interesting for sure. Now, I do know this. I have read and heard this a number of times, that odors can trigger memories. You may smell something cooking, you smell the chicken frying, and you hadn't done it for quite a while, and you, my mom used to fry chicken, oh, that smells so good. Mm-hmm. And that odor triggers something in our brain.
Yeah. No, I agree with that.
Yeah.
I'm glad I'm not the only one.
Well, I thought you'd be interested. All right, have a great day.
All right, thank you. You too. Yeah, odors. Maybe a particular, I know one. Since my dad was a cheapskate, he would just use or buy the cheapest aftershave, and it was Old Spice. And whenever I smell Old Spice, I think of my dad, which I think that's kind of easy. And the fried chicken or, something else along those lines. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. You want to know where the meatball sandwich comes from? Well, I'm going to tell you.
I can't wait for this. I've got my finger on the button.
It's all your fault. You put it in my mind. Now all I'm going to do is think about a meatball sandwich when I get to town and get one. So it's all your fault, Kevin.
All right, now, wait a minute. Are you going to have some mozzarella cheese on it? You going to get some onions, some black olives? Oh. What are you going to have on it?
Oh, man, I'll put some spaghetti sauce on it and some Parmesan cheese or provolone cheese. But, I wasn't thinking about it, but now I know it's going to be there all day until I get one.
All right, well, one of your cravings. But on a serious side, having things like that happen to you?
Well, I do that with sugar. I'm a diabetic, and I'm not supposed to eat a bunch of sugar, but at night, before I go to bed, I'll get these cravings for sugar, and it's like a drug. And I was told that sugar is like a drug. And it's like, oh, man, you got to have some ice cream or something, and you just can't stop thinking about it. I think ice cream comes first in Italian meatball or Italian sausage sandwiches is next, but
all right,
I know what I'm having today.
Well, okay, so let me ask you on the ice cream, can you cheat?
You can, but when you cheat, it always shows. My sugar levels go way high up when I eat sugar, when I eat ice cream at night. And I know, I shouldn't have had that last night because my sugar levels are high. But, you can have a little bit. But who wants just a scoop of ice cream? I want a bowl of ice cream,
Well, it's, yeah, but
I'll do you one better. I want to just go straight into the tub and eat as much as I feel like. Forget a bowl, forget a scoop. I'll eat till I'm done.
Yeah, I know. It's terrible.
That's exactly where I was going to go. No, not a bowl. I just put the container in my hand, and I'll go as far as I can.
Yeah, and then you start getting feeling more guilty, more guilty, more guilty. Then you get up in the morning, and you see your sugars were sky high at night, and you go, why? And then you start thinking, is that ice cream? Yeah, okay. Is that ice cream?
I understand the dangers for, diabetics, but how often can you cheat and get away with it?
As often as I can get away with, as often as I can. That's if my wife's in the other room, I can get by with it. She doesn't see me.
Oh, so you have to sneak it behind her back, and of course, she never notices that the ice cream may be a little down or anything like
that. Yeah, right. Yeah. Yeah, she watches over it, and I go to get an ice cream, and she goes, what's your sugar level? What's your sugar level? And I go, oh, boy. So then maybe I'll eat it, or maybe I won't, but usually I don't then if I'm brought up.
All right, well,
okay.
Be safe and enjoy your meatball sandwich.
I'm going out. Okay, thank you.
All righty, bye. 238-5775. Now, Chris, with you... like me, I had a brother and a sister.
Certainly.
So, what do you do about the ice cream situation? Do you eat it when they're not home so they can't see you basically raiding the whole container?
It's been years since I've had ice cream around any of my siblings. I don't know what we did about it. It wasn't messy, I remember that much, or else, it'd have stuck in my mind a little more. I think we just, each individually ate however much we wanted, and somehow there was enough for everybody. Whether it was a fair amount, I don't know.
Okay. Again, I've mentioned we didn't have that stuff in the house. However, when I say we didn't have it in the house, we didn't have it when my dad was home.
Hmm.
My dad would go on business trips for 2, maybe even 3 weeks. So Mom, and we never ratted her out, because we knew if we ratted her out... That, and Dad probably knew a little bit anyway. But anyway, so when she would buy the ice cream and then feed us, macaroni and cheese instead of the traditional potatoes and meat for dinner and stuff when Dad was gone, we would destroy it. It would vanish, particularly the ice cream, because she used to get the chocolate chip mint, which I loved, and...
some people say that tastes like toothpaste. I'm not somebody. I like how it tastes, but that's a criticism I've heard.
Makes me feel like my breath smells good. I don't know why.
So maybe they're partly right.
But anyway, we would just go through it, and we would make sure that, I would get to it, or, my brother or sister would get to it before each of us were in the house, because we would destroy it. Absolutely destroy it. And I can hear Mom, because my mom would sometimes be there. Now, remember to save some for your brother and sister. Yeah, right.
See, I would. I would save some for my brother and sister. Would they do the same for me? Unlikely.
Well, I may save some just enough to make it look good like I didn't eat the whole thing. So you would leave just maybe 2 spoonfuls left in it. But think about it. Since we didn't use the bowl, we were putting it in our mouth and putting it back in. And then leaving it for the next person. But I guess since we were all in the family, it didn't matter. But anyway. Okay, here, let's see here. Boy, you're getting hungry for meatballs and ice cream. And let's on the text. Your body is craving certain nutrients in the meatballs. Well, what would those nutrients be?
I don't know what the nutrition profile of meatballs are. I know there's got to be some protein in there.
Well, that's when I see the word nutrients, I think of healthy.
Right. even stuff that's unhealthy has some kind of vitamin or mineral in it. It just doesn't have a quantity substantive enough to be worth it.
Right. It's just the rest of the stuff in it that makes it taste good is bad for you.
Pretty much.
Yeah, that's it.
Also, I know what my hankering is now. Whenever I go to the grocery store, I always get this little craving for those cheap little plastic boxes of chocolate chip cookies. They're not warm. They're not that big. They're not particularly good, but I could tear up one of those at any time.
So it's like kind of a non-brand. We're not talking Oreos or anything like that.
Yeah, just whatever's out in the grocery store. You know how they have those bakery sections, and there's like this little clear plastic container with like a dozen chocolate chip cookies. I always want to bring one of those home with me.
Okay.
But I try to avoid it.
So if I go by the deli section, because I love sandwiches, and there are just, one is the price on the stuff is, you know, but I go by the deli section, and of course there that they have all these sausages lined up, different kind, and I love sausage. However, sausage doesn't like me as much as I used to. So I have to stop my, literally say, Kevin, don't do it. Because I'm thinking, it's like the gentleman's like, that tastes so good, but I know what it's going to do to me. So I have to almost close my eyes and bump into people and walk past it. So I don't have to do that. So anyway, I hope you folks are enjoying your breakfast. We are going to exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. Retired Air Force officer and former Cal Poly Vice President Bill Britton has officially announced his candidacy for mayor of Paso Robles in the 2026 election. Britton has been endorsed by Mayor John Hammond and Mayor Pro Tem Steve Gregory. More information on his campaign can be found at bill4pasorobles.com. Central Coast Taxpayers Association presented and honored Katie Grimes, editor-in-chief of the California Globe, with their 2025 Hero of the Taxpayer Award. The award recognizes her, quote, outstanding investigative journalism and unwavering commitment to exposing government waste, advocating for fiscal responsibility, and championing taxpayer interest. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the mid-70s. It's 46 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. President Trump's view of the world, with the White House signaling more Iran peace talks and oil prices tumble.
It's going to come dropping down very big as soon as it's over, and I think it can be over very soon.
Telling Fox Business with a complete U.S. military blockade of Iran's ports, he thinks Iran wants to make a deal very badly. Senate Democrats try again this afternoon to force a vote to rein in the president's war powers. Congress relieved but not absolved of a sex scandal after Congressman Eric Swalwell resigned. Lisa Bloom, the Beverly Hills lawyer for the latest woman accusing Swalwell of drugging and raping her.
Your recent statement that you are just not perfect, you are not a saint, is just blather and spin. Stop it.
Swalwell's denial's under criminal investigation. America is listening to Fox News.
This is Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corp. I hope to see you at my free estate planning seminar this Friday in Atascadero. It's also a defensive handgun class. No firearms, just airsoft and laser. All equipment provided, plus free pizza. Sign up at guntrust.org. This training exposes the lies of the politicians, even those who claim to support the Second Amendment. Our right to bear arms is implicit in the American concept of ordered liberty. Therefore, we also have a duty to train. And only your family can be trusted with this duty. To leave a legacy of 23rd century firearm training, your family must begin with 21st century firearm training that exceeds law enforcement standards. Only your family can remove this legacy from the cowardly shadows of concealed carry to the sunlight of open carry by aposematic citizens. Go to guntrust.org and do your duty before it's too late.
Serving San Luis Obispo County for your weed abatement needs, your best bet is Ken Silva. From half acre to 25 acres, integrity, hard work, and quality service. Mowing accomplished with tractor and flail mower, which is cost effective and more efficient. Clean it and cut it with Ken Silva. Free estimates. Call or text Ken Silva, 805-459-4255. 6011.
North County weather.
At 10 minutes away from 8, brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Tune-up, repair, or replacement. Get it done by the pros. All right, we're going to have a mixture of clouds and sunshine on your Wednesday, mid-70s. A few clouds tonight, overnight lows in the low 40s. And then some clouds in the morning, giving way to some sunshine in the afternoon on your Thursday, mid-70s. Friday, we'll have sunshine, highs in the mid-70s. Heading out to Saturday, low 80s with some clouds. Clouds, mid-70s. Sunday, Monday, mostly sunny, upper 60s. Could get some rain, about a 55% chance on Tuesday. That would be in the morning, mid-60s. And upper 60s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 8, up and down, 6:31 a.m., 7:36 p.m. We are at 47 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, hutchheatingandair.com. Community Calendar is brought to you by the Spirit of Paso Robles and the delightful River Oaks community. Great meals at great prices. All right. Paso Robles Pioneer The Paso Robles Pioneer Day Committee is looking for Pioneer Day Bell nominees for 2026. And here are the criteria. 17 and 19 years old, living and attending high school in the Paso Robles Templeton area. High school senior graduating class of 2027, and also a family that settled in the Paso Robles area prior to World War II. And if you would like to find out more and sign up and do all what you need to do, go to Pioneer Day Bell. Let me see. Pioneer Day Bells, then says ncourt@gmail.com. All right. All right. Coming up down the road a little bit, but just so you can get ready or think about it, the beloved Colony Days and annual community celebration is set for October 17th. And, the parade starts at 10, goes till about noon. But anyway, if you're interested in being a sponsor, if you'd like to volunteer or et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, contact the Tascadero Colony Day Committee and find out more and get involved and prepare as well. Community Calendar was brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles. They've got lunch for you every single day, brunch on the weekends, and dinner Wednesday through Sunday. All right, 7.5 minutes away from 8 at The Right Choice, KPRL.
Happy, happy birthday, baby.
Birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry. Yeah, they've got the big event coming up the 19th through the 21st. But don't forget, May also is that thing called Mother's Day. Oh, dear. All right, let's take a look at our local celebrity. Lynn Schmidt's having a birthday. Sandy McLaughlin, Susan Kahn, Ruben Villalobos. Sharon Ray from Peaceful Moments. Patty Jones is having a birthday. Stephanie Borgelot, Linda DeBruer, Grant Davis, Mark Charbonneau, Maggie Crasby, Vivian Blake, and Arthur Everett. They are all having a birthday. All right. On my right-hand side, no doubt some people you have heard of, such as Mona Lisa, Mona Lisa, men have named you. I never understood why that thing was so it's ugly. Leonardo da Vinci, 1452, 1519. Butch Cassidy, 1866. Yep, 1908. We gone. Nikita Khrushchev, 1894, 1971. Wait a minute. They've gone way past. Why don't they have Abe Lincoln? Oh, no, this is birthdays. I'm sorry. The Empress of the Blues, Bessie Smith, 1894. Khrushchev died in 1971. Bessie Smith, the blues singer, he was born in 1894, died in 1937. This guy was a pretty good character actor. Leon Ames, 1902, 1993. Also on the list, we have, who do we have? Very good. Who do we have? I don't know. Oh, Elizabeth Montgomery, Bewitched, 1993-1995, the very talented musician and also on Hee Haw for many years. Roy Clark, 1933-2018. Let's Think About Living. Bob Lumen, the singer, 1937-1978. You Dodger fans will remember your center fielder, Willie Davis, 1940-2010. Not a bad pitcher, played with a bunch of teams, and he played for a while. Woody Fryman, 1940-2011. The actor, Robert Walker Jr., 1940-2019. This guy was a good hoopster. Won a championship, one of the first, one or two, under Coach Wooden, and also a 1964 Olympic gold medalist. Walt Hazard, 1942-2011. Julie Somars, the actor, 1942. He's in the Baseball Hall of Fame. I'm thinking of Ted Simmons. The second baseman, rookie of the year, played with the Bums and other teams. Ted Sizemore, 1945. I got that wrong there. Heloise, the newspaper columnist, 1951. She died in 1977? My goodness. Laker fans, you will remember. Coop, Michael Cooper, 1956. One of the greatest sprinters of all time, Evelyn Ashford, 1957. From Berlin, Matt Reed, keyboard player, 1958. Emma Thompson, the actress, 1959. Linda Perry, the singer and songwriter, 1965. And also we have the singer Samantha Fox, 1966. From Radiohead, the guitar player Ed O'Brien, 1968. And Susan Ward, the actress, 1976. And finally, who do we have? That's it. All right, passing away on this day, we have, let's see here, quote from here. Do I have time? Yes. I go nowhere, see no one. It's hard and sad to be alone, but sometimes it's even more difficult to be with some. So said Greta Garbo. She died in 1990. Father Damien, the missionary primarily with lepers, I think. 1889, Abraham Lincoln, 1865. Also, Clifton James, he was in Live and Let Die, the bumbling sheriff. He died in 2017. Ooh, you remember the Beverly Hillbillies. Well, the banker, Mr. Drysdale, Milburn Drysdale, he died in 1980. And Clara Bladdick, Clara Blanchard Dickey, she died this day in 1962. Who was she? She was Annie M. from The Wizard of Oz. Yep. And she was born in 1876. Let's see here. She committed suicide by taking an overdose of sleeping pills and tied a plastic bag over her head. And I am now about to make the great adventure. She was suffering from health issues and eyesight declining and more arthritis and so forth. So that's what she did. Okay. All right, going to the top of the list today, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. It is amazing for those of you that know anything about track and field, particularly in the sprints. This lady was one of the fastest women on earth for a long time, from about the time she was 19. She and then won gold in the 84 Olympics, a couple of golds in the 84 and the 88 and the 92. She didn't in 80 because of the boycott and... So 82, 80, so 76, I think she had an injury. But she had a world record. She held a world record in the 60-yard dash for the longest. It's the distinction of owning the longest unbroken athletic record in the 60-yard dash. Evelyn Ashford goes to the top.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. The Templeton Area Advisory Group will be meeting tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. in the CSD Boardroom, 206 5th Street. In tomorrow's meeting, TAC will discuss the newly proposed Templeton to Atascadero Connector Project, connecting South Main Street to De Anza Trail. TAC meetings are in person only. A reminder that a section of the downtown city park on the north side of the Carnegie Library will be closed today. The closure is for the removal of a beehive from a qualified beekeeper, which will safely relocate the hive away from the public, and the surrounding area will remain closed for the rest of the day to allow any remaining bees to disperse. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today, highs in the mid-70s, it's 50 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage, marsmegastorage.com.
She was the world record holder in the 60-yard dash, and regarding the 100-meter dash, she ran under the 11-second barrier over 30 times. She's in the Track and Field Hall of Fame, Evelyn Ashford. All right, we've got another hour to go. This hour was brought to you by the good folks at Solarponics. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.